This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Responding to this allegation that we had met, surrogates had been meeting with the Russians on a regular basis. It simply did not occur to me to go further than the context of the question and to list any conversations that I may have had with Russians in routine situations. It says if you have a close identification with an elected official or candidate arising from service as a principal advisor, you should not participate in an investigation of that campaign.
All right, Jeff Sessions, a little snippet of the Attorney General, who was questioned, if you will, or had slight conversations, because it really wasn't like a conversation, for 2.5 hours on the Hill. And that's where we traverse in a couple of different directions right from the get-go here on America Tonight with me, Kate Delaney. So many of you were wondering what was going to happen with Sessions. Was it going to be a dump all over Trump? Was it going to be a situation where Sessions found himself backed into a corner? And the answer is, I do not recall. That was the most popular answer from the Attorney General. And there were a couple of provocative exchanges where he refused to answer when he was asked if he had high-level discussions with the administration about any kind of presidential pardons in any of those involved in this controversy with Russian officials and messing with our election process. So nothing will come out of this, in my opinion. There was intrigue, and it was soap opera-y, of course, just like Comey's hearing was. This is becoming very familiar. But Democrats grilled him, Republicans teed him up. What do we think is going to happen? Senator Martin Heinrich, Democrat from New Mexico, some of you listening in New Mexico, said you're obstructing that congressional investigation by not answering these questions. At one point, Senator Ron Wyden, if you don't know him, for all of our people listening in Oregon, you certainly do, Democrat from Oregon, blasted another one, said the American people have had it with stonewalling, and said Sessions' explanation of the reasons for Comey's firing just doesn't pass the smell test. So smell test was a buzzword that came out of that. I do not recall was another that came out of it that I already mentioned. And I'll tell you, this is just a standoff. This is what this is, clearly. We're not going to get whatever the story, if there is a story, and it's not clear what that story is. Does that make sense? It does to me. There is no ending to this story. I mean, listen, still under this investigative cloud is whether anybody connected to Trump, and among them, the former National Security Advisor, Michael Flynn, might have colluded with Russia in what would be electoral meddling. That's what you would say. And the big issue is whether Trump's actions in urging Comey, the then FBI director, to curtail Flynn's investigation and then firing Comey, does it amount to obstruction of justice? And I don't think they're going to find that. I just don't think that comes out of this. I mean, at times there were kind of little flashes of anger during the questioning when he was pressed, Jeff Sessions, that is, and what were the details about his meetings with the kiss of death, the Russian ambassador, Sergei Kislyak. Here's the thing. When you see Kislyak coming, run the other way, no matter who you are. I mean, this guy is ridiculous. He's getting more airtime than anyone else in this whole drama. And it is a drama. It just continues to dominate the Capitol's attention. We have health care issues. What's happening there? Supposedly there was repeal and replace, and we're going to get this fabulous health care. Nothing's happening there, just conversation. Too much is being stymied because of this nonsense. I mean, even the president supposedly watched the testimony. Makes sense. He's on Air Force One because he was going to Wisconsin for an event. Right? On Tuesday, Trump set a record for any modern president at this point in his presidency when his disapproval rating in the Gallup poll based on a rolling three-day average, that's how they do it, smashed a 60%, 36% approval. So 60% disapproval, 36% approval. If we were to compare it, because I like comparisons, sure, why not? They say compare to spare, but I think when you're talking about Gallup poll and presidential elections, absolutely. So George Bush reached a 60% negative rating during his presidency. It was during his second term and in the midst of a war that wasn't popular. Just giving a comparison there. Don't know if that goes any lower. Don't know where we'll see happen with that number. But I know that we're not finding out what the end to this cliffhanger is. And maybe the end of the... I mean, that's it. Tell me what you think the end to the cliffhanger is. You can shoot me an email at americatonight.net or you can jam on these digits, 855-266-5283. 855-266-5283, or flip me an email, americatonight.net. The cliffhanger, what is it? Does the Trump administration crash and burn? Is the president charged with obstruction of justice? Is Jeff Sessions booted to the curb? I'm going to say, I don't think so. It just doesn't feel like it. You've got to really be able to nail this shut, They're not nailing anything shut. I'll tell you what we should be talking about. One of the things we should be talking about is the kookaburra, Dennis Rodman. Mr. Basketball. You know, he's one of the all-time greatest rebounders in the NBA. But he needs to be bounced. I mean, this is ridiculous what happens with Rodman in North Korea. I'm all for live and let live, but the thug, Kim Jong-un, has missiles that he would like to shoot in the direction of the U.S., or he's at least teasing us with that at times. So Rodman flies into Pyongyang on Tuesday for the first time during Donald Trump's presidency. He said he's just trying to open a door on a mission that he thinks his former Celebrity Apprentice boss, because you remember he was on Celebrity Apprentice, would support. What's going to come out of this? Really, do you think Kim Jong-un is going to do more than hang out with Rodman? I don't think so. Yeah, I don't think so. And oh my gosh, cameras were everywhere. You want to talk about a media crush? Oh, a media crush. It certainly was that. As Rodman made his way through a hotel and was waiting to get to meet with Kim Jong-un. Wouldn't you like to be a fly on the wall and hear what the translators have to say and what that conversation is like? Right? Coming up, it's you, and the person in Albuquerque that sent me the really cool letter. Yep, we're going to the mailbag on the flip side here on America Tonight.
When you wake up, cobwebs on your eyelids, stuck in rigor mortis. Just get going.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Being self-reliant is about being prepared and to do what you need to have your own source of renewable energy. Portable Solar LLC offers the most powerful EMP-hardened solar system on the market that is transportable from place to place, and the best part, it's very affordable. Contact them at PortableSolarLLC.com or call for details at 972-575-8875. Sol Arc EMP-hardened solar generator, energy insurance for your family or business, call Portable Solar LLC today or go to PortableSolarLLC.com to check out their patent-pending technology.
Have you racked up more than $10,000 in credit card debt? Are you barely getting by, making minimum payments? You should know, the credit card companies are tricking you into thinking there's no way out. Credit card companies would rather you didn't know that there are ways you can become debt-free and you don't have to pay the entire amount you owe. There are debt relief programs that help people like you escape overwhelming credit card debt. National Debt Relief has helped tens of thousands of people just like you reduce more than $500 million of debt. National Debt Relief has helped so many people, they're A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau. You don't have to declare bankruptcy or take out a consolidation loan. You have the right to settle your debt for a mere fraction of what you owe. Reduce a large portion of your debt now. Call National Debt Relief at 800-314-7417. 800-314-7417. That's 800-314-7417.
Do you know what's lurking in your water? More than 200 contaminants could be sitting there just waiting for your glass. With the ProPure water filter, start enjoying clean and great-tasting water today. ProPure filters, independently tested, latest water filter technology. ProPure systems do not require electricity and are easy to set up and easy to use. To find out more, visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Of comments from the Peanut Gallery. That would be you listening to us in places like WVNJ. That's where you're catching us in the tri-state area on The Voice, 1160 AM. So that's New York City, Long Island, Connecticut, New Jersey, all right in there, my old stomping grounds. And also, so many of you listening in Sarasota. Yeah, lots and lots of emails from WSRQ territory. So thanks for that. Appreciate the fact that that you're listening to us. And if you don't have a local affiliate, call them up. Tell them you like America Tonight and they should take the show. On that note, let's turn to the mailbag.
The mail! The mail is here!
Yeah, I love that. Homer, never get tired of it. So this one is from Megan, who is listening to us on WSRQ. Kate, you know this because everybody always says it in Florida. You got a lot of listeners on your favorite radio station. And I swear I've heard you say that you are going to come and visit. And we are counting on you to come and visit. You've got to let us know ahead of time so we can make a big darn deal out of it, because that would be a lot of fun. It would be a lot of fun. I agree with you, and thank you for that. And I always say this, and I have been down to Florida, but I haven't had enough time to bounce over to Sarasota, although I have spent a ton of time in that area. So it's just unusual the last couple years that the last year and a half, I'll say, because before that I was, that I haven't been there, because normally I am there. So I will absolutely make it it's a plan. It's a date. I will do it. I will come down. Sarasota's gorgeous. Are you kidding me? Up and down that whole coast is just phenomenal. Anyway, there was a question, believe it or not, mixed in the middle of this from Megan, and Megan says, so here's what I want to know. As I'm listening to you night after night, and I love the mix of what you're talking about, what I'm dying to know is, which would you rather do? Go out and get a good meal, go play a round of golf, hang out with the other side guy, or walk the dog? The choices. You must be listening to what I'm saying. How about all of the above? They all sound good. I like to walk Mahalo, except for when it's a night where or a day where it's so hot. I feel like I'm in a sauna. Of course, I like to catch a good meal. Absolutely. Who doesn't, right? Isn't that all our problems? Because of being overserved at restaurants when you go out too much. And, of course, spending time with Pauly, absolutely. And playing a round of golf, you betcha. Absolutely. I'm actually playing a round of golf on Thursday with a group of leaders from a town in the Dallas-Fort Worth area, political leaders. So I'm curious as to what that's going to be like. I think it's going to be a lot of fun, actually. All right, we move on to this one from Joe, who says, Kate, I haven't emailed you in a long time, but I've certainly been thinking about you. I'm tired of Comey. I'm tired of Sessions. I'm tired of all the tired of questioning. I think that, yes, things should be investigated, and if there is a rat, stomp on the rat, no matter Republican or Democrat. Even though I'm a lifelong Republican, I'm open-minded. If something's wrong, then, yeah, deal with it. But it just seems as though it's all about the politicking of the day. Republicans go hard after Democrats. Democrats go hard after Republicans. Is there any justice in the middle of that? That's the sad, sad part. Well, you said it. After having so many conversations with politicians of all persuasions, including our pal that you've heard a lot here, Bob Ney, the former Republican congressman from Ohio, he said, you know, when he served until he went to prison, that really there was a lot of back and forth. There might have been some people you didn't necessarily care for, but you went to lunch with, had friends that were Democrats and vice versa, and even if you screamed your lungs out, you were still friendly, and it made a difference in how people perceived what was happening in Washington. Oh, there's no perception. We're looking at gladiators every day, sort of, and sometimes not enough. So now we've come to the point where the pendulum has swung in a different direction, and sometimes we don't get enough action, like health care. The latest Republican plan, supposedly, about 13 million people would lose health insurance in the next 10 years if the House passed the Affordable Care Act the way it is being laid out. The estimate isn't great, of course. 10 million fewer people than the Congressional Budget Office estimated would lose under their best guess. And they're just projections, so they don't really know. You know, those who make more than 400% of the federal poverty limit who don't get financial help paying for their insurance would be better off than the less fortunate, is what they're saying. Gross premiums would be about 13% lower in 2026, but they'll be 5% higher after federal and state subsidies are accounted for. I mean, that's the way it looks. The president, who met with 13 Republican senators on Tuesday, said the new Republican bill would be generous, kind, and with heart. Well, so what does that mean? I mean, what does it mean? There is this dealing with it. There is this back and forth and tugging at it. And remember, to enact it is going to take a little bit of time as well. All right, so now we go to, so it's not right away. Whatever happens, whatever gets passed, it's not going to kick in tomorrow. Oh, it's passed. Okay, boom. Either you lose it or you get a better deal or you have no deal or whatever it is. That's not going to happen. So here's one from Alan. Kate, I know you talk about aviation sometimes, and I think you said your husband was a pilot. And I just read a story about these Boeing 787 Dreamliner flights, and I just thought it was so cool. I don't know why I thought of you, but I was flying, and I picked up a USA Today, and there was a story about it. And they have these awesome, I mean, it's just a huge plane, and they have these awesome nonstop flights between L.A. and Singapore and a bunch of other areas. I'm wondering if you've read anything about them, know anything about them, or have any desire to fly on them. Well, I always have a desire to fly when it's easy peasy. I don't have a desire to fly when it's not. So the longest route, they say, is 8,700 miles, and it begins at the end of October, and it would be between L.A. and Singapore, and it would become the world's third longest based on distance. You know, the flight time would be 17 hours, 55 minutes. So that is crazy. Crazy to be in a plane that long. What happens when you come back from that flight? Oh, you just are gone. You're just sleeping for however many days. Although Singapore is supposed to be phenomenal to go and actually see Singapore of all the places. In fact, we had somebody on a couple weeks ago talking about foreign travel and that their favorite place was Singapore. I guess to go on a Dreamliner would be the best that you could possibly do, because how comfortable would that be? It would be incredibly comfortable is the answer. I mean, lots and lots of room. Gotta love that. And that's what it's about when you're talking about these long flights. Boy, that's when you want to really be in shape, because physically it's just, I don't care who you are, it's got to take a toll. It has to. One last one quickly. I'm going to throw this one in. This one is from Manny. I took my daughter to see Wonder Woman after listening to you talk about it, and thank you for that review. It kind of got me excited about taking her, and she loved it. We had a great daddy-daughter outing. I truly appreciate you recommending it in your cheap movie review. Yeah, and of course, you know, it's snapping a lot of box office records. I think there are a lot of daddy-daughter trips, or a group of girls, or, you know, kind of maybe even a mix of people going to see it. Stay with us. Much more coming your way next on America Tonight.
I gave a letter to the postman. He put it in his sight. Bright and early next morning, he brought my letter. She wrote upon it. Return to sender.
You're listening to GCN, the world leader in independent talk radio.
There's a man named Dr. Joel Wallach who is anything but your typical doctor, both a veterinarian and naturopathic physician. Doc asks, why does the United States spend more money on healthcare by far and still rank 50th in health and longevity worldwide? He believes that people should empower themselves with a basic understanding of nutrition, take charge of their health, and attain optimal health and longevity through nutrition, not by toxic prescription drugs that lead to side effects and more toxic prescription drugs. Doc Wallach's message is resonating with an increasing number of Americans who are waking up to all the big government, big pharma, and big insurance manipulation of our healthcare system. I'm George Dory, and I like what Doc Wallach is saying and doing to enlighten people about healthcare. Visit brightsideben.com and listen to Doc Wallach's Deadly Recipes lecture. It makes a lot of sense, and I urge you to join the Brightside Ben team. Go to brightsideben.com. That's brightsideben.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Today, how to incorporate your business in just 10 minutes so you won't lose everything if you get sued. Step 1, stop putting it off. If you're not incorporated and someone sues your business tomorrow, it's not just your business at risk. You can lose everything, your home, your car, even your life savings. Step 2, call the following number for a free 10-minute incorporation guide from Incorporate.com. 1-800-945-1063. They don't provide legal or financial advice. They just make incorporating quick and easy. So you can incorporate or form an LLC in just 10 minutes. That number again is 1-800-945-1063. Step 3, congratulate yourself. By taking just 10 minutes to incorporate your business or form an LLC, you protected your home, your car, and your life savings. And that is how you incorporate your business in just 10 minutes. But hurry while they're still giving away these 10-minute incorporation guides for free. Call 1-800-945-1063. That's 1-800-945-1063.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
That goes sailing somewhere beyond the sea. She's there watching for me. If I could fly like birds on high, then straight to her arms, I'd go sailing. It's far beyond the stars.
We're going to bring into America Tonight to help us with this whole ISIS thing that we're talking about, Sean Lingus, and he is a journalist for Federal Computer Week, and he's written an interesting piece about cybersecurity, about the capability of ISIS. You know, we keep talking about that, and where are we hitting, and one of the airstrikes hitting their communications systems. And this is one of the things we're talking about, the money that's raised and people that are up in arms about, you know, how is this coming across and what is the technology, in other words, getting to the different areas where they have setups. He says it's definitely a little exaggerated, I'll put it that way, but I want to put words into his mouth. Sean, thanks for coming on the show.
Thanks for having me. Happy to be here.
So what is the deal with the reporting? So we keep hearing, it just sounds like they could crash our systems even because they're so high tech with these slick videos. But you're saying that's not necessarily true.
Right. I mean, a careful study of the issue reveals a couple things. One, that some of the capabilities that they're talked that have been reported aren't that sophisticated. It doesn't take a whole lot of expertise to, deface websites and probe networks. If you're talking about a successful attack on U.S. Critical infrastructure, which would mean like the electric grid, financial services, something that is deemed critical to the U.S. economy, that is a long way off, probably. I mean, you never want to underestimate a threat like this. These people are very sophisticated with social media and are probably trying to expand their expertise in the cyber realm. But, I mean, the threat itself, it's something that U.S. Authorities, for example, the Cyber Command, will be watching like a hawk and looking to mitigate.
One of the things that's interesting, one of the things that you say in your piece is you talk about that it might not get very far because of the U.S. anti-encryption capabilities and the scrutiny of what they're doing online. So do you think the U.S. is really good at that, at sniffing this out anyway, based on what you've seen in the past?
I would say they are. It's hard for me to comment with specificity on that because a lot of that stuff is classified and done behind closed doors and not something that's shared publicly. But it's safe to say that the techniques and tools used by U.S. Cyber Command and others are advanced and would be well up to the challenge of something like this. Whether or not they do disable some of ISIS's online presence is another thing. Yesterday, the House Intelligence Chairman, Mike Rogers, he's a Republican from Michigan who heads the main committee on intelligence in the House side of the Congress. He said he would like to see more offensive cyber techniques deployed against ISIS. He thinks there's still some things to work out in the U.S. government in terms of who's responsible for what to disable some of ISIS's online capabilities. On the one hand, it's not something that the capabilities that required some of the anti-encryption techniques, the U.S. is well up to that standard. On the other hand, the coordination organizationally and getting the go-ahead from the upper rungs of government, that's another story.
Yeah, the one thing this does do, not that we didn't know this, I would assume, but you're really steeped in this. You cover this kind of stuff. Where would you say, as you mentioned, there's lots we don't know because it's behind closed doors. But on a scale of 1 to 10, 10 being the best, 1 being the worst, where would you say we are in jumping on things online and trying to shut things down on doing whatever we can as a nation when we see something like the videos that come out, the shocking videos? How close are we to warding off those kind of things?
Well, I mean, I think the videos of violent acts like that are always going to be surfacing, and as long as there's a terror threat to American interests, it's probably safe to say that and as long as ISIS is still operating and they still consider that one of their modes of operating, you'll see videos like that. They can be taken down fairly quickly. That doesn't necessarily blunt their propaganda value for them, that they still get value out of, in recruiting probably from having that out there. The conversation that U.S. officials are probably having is weighing the trade-off between taking a video like that down or taking a Twitter feed of an ISIS sympathizer down because of its propaganda that it sends. But the flip side is they can leave it up to gather intelligence on it. So I think they're probably having that debate amongst themselves. There's also the issue of freedom of speech and how it looks if the U.S. government is dismantling websites online abroad. It might come off as anti-free speech. So there's a lot of that goes into the calculation of how quickly they would take something down.
Yeah, interesting you point that out, because I'm sure a lot of people haven't thought about that when you think that's what we were always pushing, freedom of speech. How can you do that and jump in on other people, you know, even if it's this terrorist network, although because you have a coalition and you have, for the most part, people lining up, obviously, against ISIL or ISIS, it might be a little bit easier, but then the conversation would turn to, well, then they can do this. What else can they do? Because we have you and you talk about cyber attacks and that kind of stuff. How good are we? You know, I asked you about as far as ISIS is related. How good are we generally, though? We see what's going on with the hacking into these sites and everything else that's coming out of China or other places. Mm-hmm. How good are we at shutting that down? I mean, that's got to be one of the big concerns, because no matter what, terrorist-wise, that's certainly a way to get to the United States and other countries.
Absolutely. And if you ask cyber experts and government officials, they will tell you that, you know, we're only as safe as seriously as the private sector takes the matter, because, you know, the majority of internet's assets are owned by the private sector. It depends on how CEOs take the issue and how seriously the average person does to a certain extent. Big retail breaches like what happened with Target, that worries officials, almost as much as something going on government networks, just because it's an example of the vulnerabilities that are out there. So each case is also separate. You have to look at the motive behind each hacking case. So yesterday, the Justice Department indicted four boys, basically. I mean, one was as young as 18. Part of the quote-unquote international hacking ring, they're accused of stealing proprietary software used to train Apache military helicopter pilots. So but their motives for doing that, it's hard to say. At first blush, it looks like they're, uber nerds, gamers who are I actually don't know what their exact motives are, but they aren't a nation state, let's just say that. And yet, a nation state like China would also be interested in that proprietary software. So you have some kind of strange bedfellows and people pursuing the same methods for different ends. So in each of these cases, law enforcement will probably be looking at defending that proprietary software no matter what, but they have to look at the adversary differently.
Yeah, and isn't this like one of the number one threats to the United States now? I mean, this is serious stuff you're talking about there, an 18-year-old, and being able to get that kind of information, for goodness sake. And the government, that's what's happening. And we see this in local law enforcement, Sean, right, where they're beefing up the kind of people they hire to do security.
Yep, absolutely. It's sort of... The way you might think about it is, physical security is important to everyone. You walking around, having the right not to be threatened or attacked. But everything gets dumped online. It just creates that many more opportunities. It's something that just, it's a cliche to say this, but it's just the fabric of society, how everything operates online. Thinking of it as a new concept, or like, oh, cybersecurity doesn't affect me, or, that's kind of a technical thing that, I'm just a normal internet user, it won't affect me. It's simply not true anymore. It might have been closer to the truth a few years ago, but not anymore.
Yeah, boy, that's for sure. No kidding. It's like big, and it's big business on the other side of it. If you're in security,
well, exactly. Yeah.
You know, yeah. I mean, if you want something, if you want a career, and you're good at this, and you think you have an aptitude for it, boy, it's certainly the way to go. Because it's only going to grow, as you said. There's no question. What a delight to have you on the show, Sean Lingus. We'll have you back on again from the FCW, and you have a good day. Thanks.
Thanks so much.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
Homeowners have much more to worry about than just making their mortgage payment. One of our biggest expenses can be when unexpected repair bills hit us at home. Can you afford to repair or replace your home heating system? What about when your air conditioning stops working this summer, or worse, a major plumbing problem or large appliance that just stops working? Well, with National Home, you can say goodbye to repair bills. That's right. If you own a home, you could stop paying for these costly repairs. Best of all, call now to get your home protected and 1 month of repair coverage for free. Just call 800-887-3022. Simply call our 24/7 repair hotline and pay nothing for covered repairs. Get total protection for your home's major appliances and systems, so you have no more costly repair bills. Just call 800-887-3022 and never pay for repairs again. Get your home protected against costly repair bills right now. Call 800-887-3022. That's 800-887-3022. 800-887-3022.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original, most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Welcome to Forbes Books at Bedtime with Kate Delaney and Greg Stebbin.
And once again, we're back for that second part of the conversation with Tasso Duvall, co-founder and CEO of Toptal. Tasso, do you see, you know, talking about verticals, do you see other verticals that you'll jump into? Because you've got three now that you talked about. What do you see for the future? Something else that you'll gravitate toward?
Oh, yeah, most certainly. So you could bet on us and really expect us to have, let's say, certainly more than a dozen verticals in the next 1 to 2 years. And so that is the path that we're on. I'm not going to announce what verticals those are, but there's
lots
of
come on. Let us be great journalists and drag it out of you so that we get the scoop. Don't deny us here.
Well, let me just give you some color on the high-skilled labor industry. You know, there's software professions, legal professions, writing professions. There's all sorts of different professions that are out there, and there's different ways to service those industries. And so we're looking at different ways to service those industries at the very top of the spectrum in regards to caliber of talent, and that's what we're going to be venturing on. And so, you know, that's the future.
When you create these verticals and you see the success you have and the attention you get, do you pay attention to the competition? Do you look at those that are coming up behind you or around you, or you just focus on what you're doing?
We really focus on what we are doing. You know, if I had a car, I'd probably just the mirrors and the top, so you wouldn't have to see the competition in the background. But, you know, the saying holds true from Jeff Bezos. You know, we're customer-focused, not competition-focused. And that is not the norm, but that is just what we do as a byproduct of running a successful company, and I think what a fair amount of successful companies do. We really focus and listen to, focus on our customers and what they want and how to service them better and listen to the feedback. Just like any company, we have problems and we listen to our customers when those problems are experienced by them. So we craft solutions oftentimes in conjunction with them, the very individuals experiencing those problems, which isn't always easy a lot of the times because they're angry that something happened or they're not satisfied with your service and they don't want to work with you anymore. But we do our best to ensure that those customers are the ones that are heard and that we craft products and solutions around them. And that's really what we focus on. What we've noticed is that no one in the market has been able to come remotely close to the caliber of talent that we can get and the pace at which we can get it. And so with that, we've simply focused on how do we do this better and what areas are we missing to make it an even better service.
We're talking with Tasso Duvall. He's the co-founder and CEO of TopTal. And I'm looking at your website. By the way, your website is toptal.com, TOPTAL.com. And everywhere you look on this website, it says things like TopTal is an exclusive. Man, that is true. If you look down below, you see they're doing work for JP Morgan, Airbnb, HP, Zendesk, Emirates Airlines, Pfizer, the pharmaceutical company. TopTal is an exclusive network of the top freelance software developers, designers, and finance experts in the world. Top companies rely on TopTal freelancers for their most important projects. So, Tasso, I'm going to ask you a really hard question. I hope you'll answer it.
Sure.
Your background shows you've been in the right place at the right time a lot of times, and clearly your success with TopTal shows you called this one right. Can you tell us, not to pick on you, but for us to learn from, can you tell us about a time when you were really wrong so we can learn from the same lessons you got?
Oh, geez, that is always a hard question. Really wrong.
And you can change the name of the company or change the industry, or it could even be from a previous company. But I'd love to hear about a time where you tried something or you made a call on something and it just blew up, because we can learn from that.
Well, let me give you a learning. And there's hints and sentiment of failure sort of sprinkled throughout this story, but I'll let you take it for what it's worth. So back in 2009 or so, I went to start a company with my co-founder at the time, and we were working fervently to raise money and make the idea happen, get it out the door. We had a really exceptional idea, so I believed, that was going to change how people communicated, and it was just excellent, and I still believe till this day it is. The problem is that in 2009, there was a macroeconomic disaster, a financial disaster that really I was unaware of as to how bad it was. I wasn't unaware that it was affecting the world. I just didn't know it would affect my world. I actually didn't think it was going to affect my world at all, right? I had no idea on the implications of the macroeconomic world in Silicon Valley or within my world. And so to me, all I saw was headlines. I saw CNN news and I saw what was on the TV and within the newspapers, etc. And I said, well, you know, those finance guys in New York or whatever, that's them. Let them deal with that. I'm going to go raise money for my company. This is going to be much easier. And it wasn't. And it was insanely difficult. Actually, it was so difficult that we failed completely. And that was actually what brought me to TopTal. But taking a step back, the learnings, when you talked about mentorship, when you talk about what insights did you gain, this is probably one of the biggest insights that I've gained starting a company. I learned that, wow, you do have to be in the right place at the right time, even on a macro level, to be able to succeed. And that, it's kind of hard for people to understand unless they've experienced such strong friction or failure, because now you could go out and raise a seed round and everyone's in this frothy environment, great. But the idea of raising money in 2009 or 2008, it was just unheard of unless you were mega connected or had a mega successful company. And so that was being at the right time in my mind, but in reality, I wasn't. And I was wrong about that. And we failed. And that is a really big learning for me as to how to run a business, how to run a company financially, and how to make smart decisions based on what's going on in the market.
Wow, I think that's a great lesson people can all take away from this this interview. I wrote that down in giant letters, and I have a bulletin board in front of me, and I just smacked it right up there. I'm not kidding you, Tasso. So you taught me something today, because I've been there. So when you're out speaking, and you've spoken at Harvard Business School, Wharton, Oxford, you know, a lot of the Ivy League schools, what's the number one question you get asked?
Oh, geez, the number one question. You know, it's probably something along the lines of how do I become successful? And so that's a hard one to answer. I always say it goes back to hard work, diligence, being focused, and not looking for an idea, but focusing on your skill sets and yourself and making progress within your own life, and an idea will actualize as a byproduct of that. So you don't want to go out and study the market. You want to study the fundamentals of the market itself, or the fundamentals of finance, or the fundamentals of computer science, and that will allow you to succeed. I didn't start TopTal by looking for an idea and sort of grasping for straws, which is what a lot of people do, so I've noticed. And the way that I started it was I noticed something was completely off within the market because of what I knew, because of a much more fundamental skill set, which was my ability to judge software developers, judge code, and understand what was right and wrong in that realm. So by virtue of my expertise, I was able to create a successful company, well, because of that, not because of the fact that I was looking for a business opportunity or a business idea.
All right, so this is our last question, Tasso, and since we're doing this for radio on a feature called Forbes Books at Bedtime, in 30 seconds or less, answer this question: what keeps you up at night?
Innovation. Innovation keeps me up at night. And, you know, people ask, who's your competitors? Are they the Accentures, the Deloittes, the Randstads, or the Adecos of the world? Absolutely not. It's somebody who's creating something that I'm not aware of that is going to disrupt the industry, or it's a technology company that is going to focus on the innovations, whether it's in AI, whether it's in other areas that are very advanced, that will make maybe the entire services industry obsolete. And so those types of innovations are happening. We want to be the company that is on the forefront within that space, within the services space, within our space. And we're working every day to make that a reality. We know other companies are too. Those are technology companies. So that's what keeps me up at night.
Wow, great answer. Tasso Duval, co-founder and CEO of TopTal, thank you so much.
Thank you.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX, or my website, danpilla.com.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to LibertyOnCall.org. That's LibertyOnCall.org.